Hello?
Oh, hi Juan, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
So I wasn't sure, I'm the one that handles the payment, if you wanted me to call you tomorrow at 3 to update it, or if you were calling in to take care of the $39 now.
Yeah, could you give me some insight on what Local Splash is doing for me, please?
Yes, so the $39, all it includes is your website and the hosting and the maintenance of the site. So it's just for Johnny's Home Maintenance TX.com. So right now, if you look at your site, there's a big orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day.
What website? We got a website.
Yeah, it's Johnny's Home Maintenance TX.com.
TX,
like Texas, TX.
Texas.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got like...
Yeah, I'll send it to you in a link.
Websites out there, and
try not to
very
do that
much
because
customers,
if you have six
anybody?
Websites, they're conflicting with each other, and that will hurt your results. So if I were you, I would start canceling some of those websites. I don't know how much you pay for the different sites, but I would definitely try to cancel some of them because you don't need multiple websites, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, but I just sent you the one that we built for you on your text message. Did you get it? If not, I can, oh, wait a minute. It says it was rejected. Let me send it to you a different way. 1 second.
I did not know that.
So this one is coming to you and you can just click on the link and open it. And I will let you know that when you started with us a year ago, you had also the first page placement on Google and Bing and the mobile optimization and some Facebook ads. So you had a bigger package, but you downgraded to just the $39 for the site. But with that being said, our site is the one that's attached to everything. So for instance, it's on your Google business page. It's on your Facebook. It's on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search. There's like 48 directories that that site is active on. So I don't know what other five sites that you have, but they're probably kind of like a billboard out in the desert that nobody can ever call you off of them if they can't find it, right? So if you look up your company and put in Johnny's Home Maintenance for Austin, Texas, you'll see that that site with the orange banner is the one that's attached to everything. And that's because...
I'm
going
to have to look at that.
Please do.
I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah,
okay,
do. Because right now people see the orange flag and they might think you're out of business or something and then they just call the next guy. You know, and I don't want that to happen to you either.
I'm getting more calls from Yelp than anywhere right now. Because I haven't hardly get anything from Splash or anything. I don't mean no disrespect. I just don't see. I gotta see what is. You said if I have so many websites up there, that it wouldn't do me any good. So I'm gonna have to just cancel them, because I'm not gonna need Google Splash apparently, because I hired another company, and they're doing. I don't know. I really don't. I'm not good at this, and I spent a lot of money, and I don't know where. I'm not getting any results anywhere. And everybody, this guy said that he linked everything together. He got all the websites, and I still don't see any results from him either whatsoever. I get more from Yelp. And
I want to tell you, I'm looking at Yelp right now, Johnny's Home Maintenance on Yelp, and it's our website that's attached to it. We're the ones that created your Yelp listing. It's Johnny's Home Maintenance TX.com.
Really?
So if this website were to cancel, it's going to dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting the website on Yelp, That's going to deactivate, as well as all of the other 48 destinations that we have it on. Now, as far as that new guy that you signed up for, it sounds to me like he's one of those scam callers. Because sometimes those scam callers, they'll call and they'll say, your website isn't working to Google's best practices, and, you know, this is wrong with it and that is wrong with it. And they say all this stuff to scare you in efforts to make you sign up with them. But then what they don't tell you is that money that you're sending them, you're throwing it down the toilet, because they can't do anything with your Yelp listing or your Google or your Facebook or any of those listings that we created because they don't have access to them, right? So even if they built a new site, they have no way to go on and put the site anywhere because they don't have access to it. And then they haven't contacted us either to get access, because I'm looking at the notes. Sometimes someone will say, oh, I want to sign up with another company, and that's fine. It's your business. You could work with whoever you want, right? But then we'll see a note like XYZ company called, and they're wanting access to the domain and to the, you know, Google business page and the Yelp listing, but nobody's called
us
even.
Yeah,
he's lying, because no one's called us, and I'll send you an email with your Yelp listing so that you can see it. The website that's attached to it is the one that we built you. So what I would recommend, you know, especially since you're only spending $39 a month, if your website is getting promoted on Yelp and that's where you're getting most of your hits from, I would absolutely continue with it, because you're probably only paying like 89 cents a day to keep that site open. So it's definitely worth
it. So Yelp has nothing to do with advertisement whatsoever?
Yelp does advertisement, and sometimes they even do paid ads, but the Yelp listing that you have for your business is the one that we created, and it has the site that we created attached to it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say that that guy created a Yelp listing for you, and it was working really well, and a lot of clients were coming from it. Then when you look at the Yelp listing, it would be his website that's attached to it. It wouldn't be the one that we built, right? So that's
the one when I put money down with Yelp, that website is what, null and void or something?
Well, look at your Yelp listing. What website are you talking about? Because I'm talking about...
It's all the same thing for the last several years. I haven't changed anything. I'm not trying to... You know, I'm just trying to figure this stuff out.
Well, it could be that you're running some paid ads with Yelp, and then they're using our website to promote it.
No,
so how much do you pay Yelp?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you said you paid for something on Yelp.
I did. I didn't see the results, again, I went to somebody else.
I see. Okay. Well, Yelp, obviously, they're not web developers, so they can put your name on the directory, but they can't put a professional www.com together for you, and that's the site that they're promoting Yelp.
The domain name?
Right, Johnny's Home Maintenance TX.com. That's the one that Local Splash built for you.
Okay,
so that's the
one that happens,
$39 a month.
What happens if there's several domain names? Is that going against each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They would conflict against each other unless you wanted us to port them all over to the same domain. So let's say that you have Johnny's Home Maintenance TX.com, which is the one that we purchased for you, right? But let's say in addition to that, you have Johnny's Home Maintenance.com and Johnny's Home Maintenance.org and Johnny's Home Maintenance.net, and you want them to all kind of port over together. We could do that if you have the login for the different domains. Then we could take those and we could port them over to ours, and so that people see the same content even though they're using different domains. But what
if I don't have the login, what do you mean the login?
I am
so naive to this crap. It gets me in trouble all the time.
No, you would have to call us and say, okay, Tina, it's a Wix site, and this is the domain name, and this is the username and the password. So then we could go in and we could take that site and port it to our domain. But if you don't know that information, I wouldn't even worry about it, because when you put in to Google Johnny's Home Maintenance, Austin, Texas, those other websites that you have, they're nowhere to be found. The only site that comes up that's associated with your business is the one that we built for you.
Really? Okay. www.johnnymaintenance373.
What's that, the 373? Is that your email address?
Awesome. I guess it's right. I don't know.
Let me see if we have. Oh, yeah, we have that on file, johnnysmaintenance373@gmail.com.
Okay.
So all that does is if people want to email you, they use that, but it has nothing to do with your website. Your website is johnnyshomemaintenancetx.com.
Oh, shit. I got to see what this guy's really doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody else, I hope. Crap. Here's a card, and I got to figure out what this guy's doing. Wow.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
No, don't be sorry. Yeah, if I were you, I'd call that other guy and cancel him, because whatever he's doing, he's throwing that money down the toilet. He hasn't even contacted us to try to access anything. So be very careful with him, because there's a lot of scammers out there that they'll call you up and they'll promise you the moon and the stars. And then everybody does that. Right? And then they can't even perform.
His company's name is Aiden. Here's the card number.
Okay, go ahead.
51-56
Okay.
7-6-8 I was sick earlier, and then just the other day we got into somebody hit us broadside us, so there's a lot of things going on. Anyway,
51-56
7-6-7-8
Got it.
91-90 2-2-5-1 Expiration date is 0828, and security is 862.
862?
862, yes.
Okay, and it's still the South Congress Street for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then one last thing I want to check before I let you go.
Ma'am, could you hold 1 second? I got my wife on the line. She's at the doctor.
Take your time. Go ahead.
I hope I don't hang up on you. If I do, please call me back.
I will, Juan. No problem. No problem.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Here.
Okay. So I got the green light for you, Juan. You're good on the payment.
All right.
And then I wanted to ask you, when you signed up with us, you put a security question and an answer on file, which was your mother's maiden name in Suarez. Okay. So let's say that one of these scammers calls you and they start promising you things, and then they might even imply that they're associated with Local Splash when they're not. Before you pay anybody more money, just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm the security question and answer that's on file? Anybody that works for Local Splash, they have access to that, so they can answer it.
Right.
If they're a scammer, they won't be able to answer it. So I just wanted to give you that heads up. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to find out what this guy said.
Yeah. So we're the real company that's promoting the website that we built for you, but that scammer guy called you and promised you a whole bunch of things, and then he didn't do anything with it. He just took the money,
hang on,
right?
One second, please. What happened is that he said he got, he wanted all the web pages.
Yeah.
From all the, wherever I got them, and, you know, Yelp, Four Corners, Splash, there's a couple other ones out there. Anyways, and then he, said something about getting into it. So he had to call all those companies, he said. And then, so what you're saying is in order to get into Google Splash, he had to ask you what the
security code. Right, because if he had called Yelp and said, can I have access to this Yelp listing? I want to put a new website up on it, right? Yelp would have said, oh, the owner of this Yelp page is Local Splash. You have to call them. And then we could transfer. We could give him the information to go on and put the site on there. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't called us. There's no notes on the account that he's contacted us, not only about Yelp, but on any of the other 48 destinations that your site's on.
So
that's what my concern
up,
is that he should have called us if he told you.
A website on the internet? How is he able to do that?
So anybody can purchase a domain and build a website, right? But no one will ever find that website if he can't get it attached to anything and promoted. So it, like I said, it's like, let's say that you're in the heart of Austin and you buy a billboard promoting Johnny's Home Maintenance right in the middle of Austin and everybody that's coming and going can see it. You're going to get a lot of people that are seeing that and calling you off that because it's front and center in the middle of Austin, right? But let's say that somebody goes out into a rural area surrounding Austin and they put a billboard for your company out there. Chances are you're never going to get any response on it because no one can find it. So that's what I'm saying. He might have built you a website, but no one's ever going to be able to find it because if I'm with a premier partner to Google.
That's why I haven't gotten any customers from that.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's no way that if I can't find it, certainly your customers can't, right? And the site that we built for you is the one that is getting all the traffic. So that's
what I'm saying. So what do I got to do to make sure that's not going to interfere with other websites?
All you have to do is if you talk to him and he built a new site and you like it and better than the one that we promote, you can call us and say, hey, I'd rather promote this other site. And then we would take your site off of all of those pages and we would put your new site on it. But your site right now, if you look at it, it's a professionally done, highly optimized. Yeah, so just kind of look at the sites and see which one you like better, but you don't have to always promote our site, right? It just happens to be that that's the one that's promoted on everything now, which shows me that he didn't attempt to add yours to anything. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm not good with computers. I'm lousy, absolutely.
Oh, you're doing better than you think you are.
Anyways, the name of the main name, name you said was what again, please?
Johnny.
So I can look
home, up my. Here, I'll send it to you in an email, but it's Johnny's Home Maintenance TX, like Texas.com.
Okay.
And I sent that to you on your text message. So as soon as you hang up, you'll see that on your text message also.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, Juan.
We'll talk later.
Sounds good. Have a great rest of your
about
evening. Okay, take care now.
Bye.
You're very welcome. Bye.